Hi, this is Paul Witten with Witten Funeral Home and Cremation Service, and you're listening to the Best of the Berg on WLNI.
Back to Best of the Berg, and thanks so much for joining us. I was going to say starting your day with us, but that's kind of the wrong show. For joining us midday here on Best of the Berg on this beautiful day, Mary White along with Anthony Biscuit McAvoy, and our guestie bestie is Jeff Taylor, and he's wearing his Bateau Festival hat today instead of his Santa hat, but we are getting... We're trying to make him laugh as much as possible. And his daughter is here as well. Season is here visiting. So, Jeff, I know you love having one of your kids around.
All the way from Vermont. So, yeah.
Just in time for the big Bateau
and
Festival.
And she's a Bateau baby, so...
I'm not even sure what that means.
That
but
means
I don't
know. she was on a Bateau when she was really, really young.
You guys were sharing fun memories of Bateau festivals and 10-milers and all kinds of things. So, Season, welcome back to Lynchburg. Hope you're having a great visit. All right, now it's time for...
Partnering for Good, brought to you by Bank of the James. Learn more at bankofthejames.bank.
And we welcome to the studio our friend Jean Smiley Mason from Gleaning for the World. Jean, hello. Good to see you.
Hello, and thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
How's everything going with Gleaning?
We're busy. I think always start with that. We're busy, and we should be busy, and we are busy.
25 years that Gleaning for the World has been around, based right here locally in Concord. And you all are a disaster relief agency. We're going to get into some of the things that you're working on currently, but just remind folks what you do.
You're right. I think we're most known for disaster relief, but we do a lot more. We were founded in 1998, and we're located in Concord, Virginia, not too far from here, and that's where we've been our entire time. Although we do work here locally and across the United States and around the world, that all comes from our warehouses down in Concord. It's amazing, 25 years.
And you've been there for about 18 of that.
I did. I started in 2005, mm-hmm. and I started as a volunteer coordinator, which is, I think, the best position to start at Gleaning when you're really working with volunteers, sorting and packing all the supplies that come in, knowing that they're going to go out everywhere. It's a great way to understand the organization and how it works. And then I've had different positions and... ended up here as president, which wasn't really what I aspired to, but I'm just extremely grateful to be with this organization. It's just a wonderful. I just love the organization.
Well,
so I'm
happy
to be there.
and they're so fortunate to have you. You wanted to remind folks that we have just entered hurricane season. Here we go.
Here we go. And that's sort of the official start. June 1st is sort of the official start, runs through the end of November, but, you know, Mother Nature doesn't really stick with our calendar, and we're seeing this severe weather happen all year round, and tornadoes and hurricanes and floodings, you know, everywhere, but sort of is the official start in June, and is, you know, there are just things already happening, and it is a great time to tell people to be aware, to be prepared, because to me, it's not a matter of, well, if you live in, you know, Tornado Alley or the Panhandle, doesn't matter really. It's just a matter of time when you might yourself be affected, or a family member or loved one. So it's always a good reminder to be prepared yourself.
And there have been storms overnight that have devastated the South, mm-hmm. Down in Mississippi, Alabama, Florida.
Exactly right.
And you guys are working with them, I'm sure. But we are fortunate that we haven't had that much happen. But people who haven't had much happen can donate and give things and give money Gleaning, correct?
That's exactly right. We started a year or so ago to add to our immediate disaster response, which we really pride ourselves on, you know, with this community behind us, just getting supplies quickly when a disaster strikes. And we've expanded that now. So now we're working also, in addition to that, in long-term recovery, which has really been just so grateful we've had this opportunity. And that's thanks to donors as well. So remember Heartland, the tornadoes that struck in December? We're still responding there on the long-term end of it. And we're working in Florida for Ian as a result of Ian, in Tennessee. We're ramping up our long-term recovery in Mississippi and also in Kentucky for the flooding and the tornadoes that happened last year. So we're expanding our commitment and our ability to respond. Long term for us means once folks get back into their homes, whether it's refurbishing their existing home or having to move into a new home, sometimes or often we find they don't have anything. It's on the curb. It's been hauled away. It's been damaged. And so we're now helping folks move when they move back in with something that, you know, household furnishings and supplies or appliances, things like that. And so we're working in multiple areas right now with that long term, which is just a great, I love that because families need help all the way through. And, you know, these storms, when they strike, are often out of the news pretty quickly, but the recovery can continue for years. And you're both shaking your head, so
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of that.
Exactly.
Especially in Southwest Virginia a year ago. Those people are still recovering
exactly.
down there. So
exactly.
It's a long term. You're in there for the long haul.
And I love that addition to the immediate response, now the long term. And what we've done is a little bit different than our normal way of operating. We reach back into that community. We pair, whether it's a pastor or a long-term recovery group that we've already worked with in the short term, in the initial phase, we pair them up with a furniture store that we like, that we feel comfortable with, and we allow, once those families have been approved to go, they sort of have a voucher. They can go pick out their own things, and then we pay for the delivery to their home. And I see those invoices, and it's neat. You know, it might be beds, or it might be a new dining room set, and it's just neat that they can go into a store and say, I'd like this. We can't buy a whole house full, but we can help many families this way, and that's just really cool.
You can give them
cool.
something to sleep on.
Exactly right, and sometimes that's the first thing they get.
Yeah.
You've done things internationally, nationally, and locally as well, right? Jeff mentioned this flooding in southwestern Virginia, but even tornadoes here closer to home.
We do. Yes, we do. We just try to be there in the worst of times.
Well,
you know?
Since it's your 25th anniversary, let's try to get a program together where people can make a big donation as a 25th anniversary gift.
That would be wonderful.
Know, maybe $2,500.
That would be wonderful. I would welcome that.
$25,000.
That would be great.
$250, $25.
We would put all of that to good use, and all donations are important. And we do, you know, we turn that right into an in-kind donation that we hand back out to somebody else in need. So, yes, that would be wonderful.
Gene, my kids are older now, but when they were little, it was the best field trip, the best Sunday school trip every year was to go to Gleaning with the teddy bears that they had collected, the stuffed animals,
yes,
I should say,
yes.
from church. And they would deliver the teddy bears and see everything that you guys do there in the warehouses. And then they would get to go to like a fast food restaurant or something. It was like the best day ever. But so tell us about that project that you still have going on, right?
We do.
And then also when folks come visit you there in Concord in the warehouses, what do they see? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, absolutely. So the Teddy Bear Brigade has been around for a long time. And, you know, I don't even know when that officially started. I think it probably started in the first year or two when somebody said, hey, will you take stuffed animals? And I'm sure we said yes. So we are over, in the 25 years, donating over 600,000 stuffed animals. And like you said, we call it the Teddy Bear Brigade, but we take just any warm, not warm, but soft and fluffy plush. And then we will send that on most of our outbound containers, whether that's going to a disaster here in the U.S. or to Ukraine. They're now asking us for some. And so children experience these devastating events and, you know, how they process that. Sometimes having a little warm, something that they can cuddle can be helpful. You know, it doesn't solve all the problems, but it can be their own. And so that Teddy Bear Brigade is very, very important. We send out on average about 35,000 a year. And those all come from donations. I mean, people will bring us, they'll mail us stuffed animals. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So we love when people come visit us in Concord. It's not that far from here, and you can stand in our volunteer center and get a tour just by standing there. It can be as short or as long as you'd like, but we love when people come and just want to learn a little bit more about what they do and how they can get involved. So we have a little sewing center. We sort in medical supplies right now. Right now, we have we just received a truck from Chewy, a Chewy distribution center. So if you have pets, you know what that is. It's about 35,000 pounds of assorted pet food and supplies, and that's waiting for our volunteers to come in and sort that before all that will go out to animal groups in Central and Southwest Virginia. That's a sort of a new program I don't talk a lot about, but we bring in truckloads through a distribution center, and our volunteers, again, help sort all of that out. And this morning we took a truckload to Buena Vista to meet another group coming down from Winchester to get cat food to these rescues, because transportation is a supply for, you know, is a challenge for them as well. So stuffed animals and sewing center to make, you know, our feminine hygiene kits. We sort medical supplies. There's always a lot going on and a lot to do because the needs are out there, and we just like to do what we can do.
But you talk about volunteers and getting involved, and
yes,
that's an important part of your program. How can one volunteer? How important is that?
It's very important. It's a workforce. We rely on it, and we love when volunteers come, whether you're retired or you're with a civic group or church group, or you just want to come with your family. Just call us at 434-993-3600, and our volunteer coordinator will be happy to sign you up, or you can go to our website at gftw.org and find some opportunities there. But we always have something for somebody to do.
25 years of Gleaning for the World, and you're ready to serve for the next 25 years.
Yes.
Do you have any big goals you want to share, or any big plans? So just keep on keeping on.
We want to keep going. We're working on several things, and one thing that I've been wanting to do is to expand our sewing center. One thing, you know, we get in-kind donations all the time from corporate, and that's wonderful, but there's certain things that don't ever come to nonprofits in all my years at Gleaning, and that's something as simple as a towel. You know, towel and a washcloth. Those things don't make it to us. They end up sort of in the hands of liquidators, and I get that. But we get a lot of questions around that. Do we have them? So I'm tired of saying, I'm so sorry, we don't. So we're starting to make towel sets and, you know, buy the terry cloth. And our seamstresses are just really excited. So we have two or three sets we're starting to make. And to expand what we can make there and have enough of is a goal. So we have several of those things we're working on.
That's wonderful. That's amazing.
Jeff, you're a man of many talents. Do you sew?
No, I don't sew.
Can we add that to your?
Yeah. I wish I could, but
so
no.
But Jean, you then would need volunteer seamstresses.
But those things are important.
Yeah.
You know, washcloths and towels and bedding and all that stuff are extremely important.
Exactly right. It really comes down to the basics. That's where we just kind of keep honing in, you know, because when you have to leave your home quickly, or you are, you know, in any kind of a relief type situation, what are those things you need? You need those diapers for your children, and you need toothbrushes and toothpaste and hygiene, and it does come back to those basics.
But you work from war-torn areas like Ukraine all the way down to, you know, huge devastations of floods and cyclones in the Pacific and hurricanes in the Atlantic. And
We try to work as many places as we can.
Earthquakes, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we really do. It doesn't matter where it is. We can get there. We just need the right supplies and, of course, the financing to get it there. But we can get most anywhere we want in the world, and we would like to get most everywhere in the world because, as I said, the needs are growing. And so it's
great work, and you've been doing great work for 25 years, and you should be honored for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jean. And again, you're taking donations and all financial and otherwise, gftw.org.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Jean Smiley Mason, thanks for joining us on Best of the Berg.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nice to see you.
And we'll be back to wrap things up right after this.
Stay tuned for more of the Best of the Berg.